From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The fallout from Missouri Congressman Todd Akin's comments on women and rape is shaping up to be a political standoff between him and the Republican leadership. The GOP is pressuring Akin to drop out of the Senate race against incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill, but the New York Times reports Republicans are conceding. They no longer think that'll be possible by tonight's deadline. Akin seems determined to survive this scandal, telling former GOP presidential candidate Mike Huckabee on his radio show today he's staying in the race.
I guess my question is there a matter of some justice here? That I misspoke one word in one sentence in one day, and all of a sudden, overnight, everybody decides, well, Akin can't possibly win. Well, I don't agree with that.
During a TV interview over the weekend, Akin said pregnancies were rare from, quote, legitimate rape. He has since apologized, including in a TV advertisement. He said he used the wrong words in the wrong way. Presumptive GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney makes a whistle stop in Texas tonight. The Lone Star State isn't a campaign battleground, but it is ripe for contributions. From San Antonio, Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports.
Romney's trip to West Texas isn't a move to boost his support with voters, but it's a chance to pass the 10-gallon hat and gather big contributions for his presidential campaign. The former Massachusetts governor is going to the reddest part of this solid Republican state, Midland, known as George W. Bush's childhood home and as a major petroleum producer. Romney will appear at three fundraising events in Midland and is planning to talk business policy with area oil and gas industry professionals. They say they're grateful Romney is taking time to come listen to them. They believe a Romney White House would be friendlier to the oil industry than the current administration. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Meanwhile, President Obama campaigned earlier today in Ohio. Activists say a major explosion has killed at least 18 people in the Syrian capital, Damascus, and fighting continues elsewhere, including in the commercial center of Aleppo. Rashi Las reports from Beirut that two foreign journalists have been killed in Aleppo.
It was before dawn when a loud explosion rocked an affluent part of Mezze, a neighborhood in southern Damascus. Residents there say they're still hearing fire sirens and gunshots. The target of the attack is not yet clear. Activists say in another neighborhood several bodies were found with signs of torture on them. The activists say that some of the dead were kidnapped a few days ago by regime thugs. Violence continued in Aleppo, where one Turkish and one Japanese journalist, who were both embedded with rebels, were killed during clashes with Syrian forces. For NPR News, I'm Rasha Elas in Beirut.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 67 points at 13,205, NASDAQ down 14 at 3,062, S&P 500 off 5. This is NPR. Russia is warning the U.S. against taking unilateral action against Syria, a day after President Obama said he would reconsider military involvement if Syria uses chemical or biological weapons. The West had been opposed to military involvement. Moscow and Beijing have blocked UN Security Council efforts that would leave open the possibility of foreign intervention. The West is considering the option of enforcing a no-fly zone over northern Syria, where rebels control a lot of territory along the Turkish border. Back in the U.S., despite the sluggish economy and high gasoline prices, NPR's Giles Snyder tells us Americans are expected to hit the road Labor Day weekend in greater numbers than last year.
The travel group AAA says it expects some 33 million Americans to either drive or fly over the holiday weekend. That's up nearly 3% from a year ago, and AAA expects the largest number of Labor Day travelers since 2008. AAA National Spokeswoman Cindy Brewer says most travelers will stick with their cars.
Gas prices today are 22 cents less than they were from the April peak. And while they are more than this time last year, travelers have absorbed those gas prices into their budget, and they're staying loyal to their holiday travel.
The AAA forecast is based on a survey of 50,000 American households. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks trading lower with the Dow off 62 points at last glance. It's at 13,210 in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ down 13 and the S&P 500 is off 5 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.